Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Salam. My name's Shahid.
What qualities are you looking for?
Somebody that can, you know, look good against me.
Well, my sister would be expecting somebody who is mature.
All I want is someone to lean on and share my life with. Someone who'd make me feel like I mean something.
I'm divorced.
What? Did you cheat on her or beat her or both?
No, not like that.
Finding Fatima is a British Muslim love story centred on Shahid, a 30-year-old with a failing printer business and ambitions to become a stand-up comedian. However, in his search for the perfect relationship, it's not his age or that he's still living at home with his mother or even his crumbling business that gets in the way. It's the fact that he is divorced, a part of his history he chooses to hide on an online dating website. We have one of the creative directors from British Muslim TV and producer behind Finding Fatima, Bilal Hassam, with us in the Sunrise Radio studio. Hello, Bilal. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Bilal, can you tell us how did Finding Fatima come about?
Yeah, so Finding Fatima is the first film produced by British Muslim TV. We're a Yorkshire-based production company. We broadcast on Sky Channel 845 and we live stream online. And we've been wanting to make films for a long time, mostly to challenge the notions or the stereotypes around Muslims and Islam. We're an expressly non-sectarian platform, and we really seek to showcase all that diversity and richness that you just don't see in mainstream media.
Great. So when you set out to create Finding Fatima, was challenging the two-dimensional stereotype of Muslims in cinema a central theme?
Yeah, especially Muslim women. You know, we have a lead female that's named after a female, and it's a very strong female character. And you never see, you know, typically the picture or the story that's painted around Muslim women, especially Muslim women who wear hijab, you know, it's something very negative. They're oppressed, they're uneducated, they're disempowered. And that's just not the case in reality. And so we reflected those strong female characters on screen and just really reconciled, grounded, confidently Muslim and comfortably British characters.
Do you think the usual passive roles that have been assigned to women, do you think that's a thing of the past in cinema, or is it still something that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever be over that hump. I think there's a force for good and there's a force not for good, you could say. And I think we always need to be vigilant in challenging our privileges and assumptions. You know, it's easy to look at one or two cases and say, well, hey, look, there's women well represented here. But the exception actually proves the rule. The fact that we've got a strong female lead and, you know, it's named after her and so on and so forth, it is actually the exception. And you know, we've got a lot of work to do across all forms of media, not least cinema.
During the film, it comes up that divorce is a stigma for the central character. Do you believe that divorce is a taboo in Asian communities?
Yeah, I think in Asian communities and in Muslim communities, divorce, the relationships or the way we view divorce has changed. It shifted a lot. I don't think it's as taboo as it was maybe 10, 15 years ago. People are getting divorced. The problem that we see, and this is what we found out in the research leading up to the film, is that there's a lot of divorcees who struggle to get married a second time or third time. And so whilst we might have accepted the notion of divorce, we haven't quite accepted the divorcee. Mm. And so this is what the film tries to get into a bit more nuance. You know, we address a lot of other issues in the film, intergenerational marriage. There's a elderly character who marries a woman who is halal dating a man who's his 10, 15 years junior. And we also look at the intercultural Bangladeshi versus Pakistani sort of taboos as well in the film.
The halal dating is quite an interesting point. Was it quite difficult to make a movie that is a romantic comedy while trying to avoid an overly physical relationship?
Yeah, well, you know, other films would, you know, we wanted to make a family-friendly film, you know, there's no fast-forwarding moments in the film. Mm. So, you know, Muslims especially, those with more conservative values, will feel very comfortable with it. But that presented a challenge, because where typically you would show a man and a woman embracing each other, being intimate on screen to express that sort of their connection, we sort of stayed clear of that. So the challenge was, how do you represent that intimacy in relationships without having any intimate sort of scenes? And we did that by building on the characters and really trying to get the character, get into the story, get into the meat of the character. And there's a couple really sort of heart-wrenching scenes, and I think we managed to do that well.
So do you think this movie is important because it shows the Muslim community poking fun at itself in a humorous way. So do you think it's important to offer that perspective?
Yeah, you know, they say comedy is a funny way of being serious. And I think this film, in a way, it's building on other films. It's building on a lot of precedents. And it's sort of showing, it's holding up a mirror to the Muslim community and wider society to say, hey, Muslims are here. We're not the typical, you know, immigrant struggling to integrate sort of storyline. You know, that's been and gone. You know, East is East was arguably dated even for when it came out. Mm. You know, it was set in the past, right? And I feel, you know, British Muslims are in every walk of life you can imagine, whether it's arts, you know, Time magazine front cover, you've got Riz Ahmed, you know, British Muslim actor, you know, born and raised here. You know, he's in the top 100 most influential people alive on the planet. And he's a British Muslim, and, you know, he's a friend of our channel, and he's been on the channel. And likewise, you know, there's Muslims in politics and media and arts and academia. And I feel as much as we're doing stuff, we need to be seen to be doing it. And this is what British Muslim TV is sort of doing.
You mentioned East is East there. You know, we don't have a steady stream of British movies coming out with central Asian or Muslim characters or narratives. But when they do appear, they do come to critical acclaim and they are quite successful. So is this movie another one in that line of movies that is trying to redress the balance of the whitewash of cinema?
Yeah, we're definitely building on the successes of previous films like East is East, Bend It Like Beckham. I would never have imagined that I would be making movies. You know, I went to medical school like a good Asian Muslim boy, you know, went to med school, became a doctor, ticked that box. And then I thought, well, you know, there's got to be more to it than just the traditional roots. And I think there's a big class divide in media. You know, we see it if, you know, the working class, you know, are basically being written about by the upper class. This is how it's been for a very long time. And I think Muslim communities, Asian communities, by virtue of their socioeconomic status, find themselves, you know, in the more working class rungs of society. And this just means that media, journalism, it's not up there as a career. It's not important when, you know, like my dad, you know, you're struggling to pay the bills. My dad's a postman. So for my family, for example, the priority was getting educated, getting to university, you know, becoming a doctor was like the holy grail. You know, doing a degree in journalism or media just wouldn't have been seen as a priority, especially when, you know, you need to work to get a job, to get paid. You know, this is the working class mentality is very much like that. I think we're slowly breaking away from that, and hence why we're only slowly seeing trickles of these films coming out. But I think, you know, everything builds on what was done before. And there's a whole renaissance of young Muslim creatives who really are taking their own culture by the horns, really, and defining what it means to be a British Muslim.
Could you tell us what was the level of involvement of British Muslim TV? Were you giving creative input or were you providing the platform?
Yeah, so we've been broadcasting for the last 3 years now on Sky Channel 845 and really had a lot of success and grown really, really quickly. And we really wanted to do a film, and we commissioned Oz Arshad, our director. He's a Yorkshire-based director, and it's his first film. We didn't think the film would be so successful. I mean, we're so glad we're opening in cinemas, you know, this weekend, and would encourage all of the listeners to go out and watch the film Finding Fatima. It's in over 45 cinemas across the country. Most mainstream cinemas in big cities have the film. So, yeah, watch it and check it out and let us know what you think. We hope to be making more films. We gave Oz quite a wide gambit in terms of his direction. And you know, once we fed back on the script and we went back and forth, it was also a learning experience for us. We, as British Muslim TV, we never thought the project would become as big as it's become now. And it really sort of has boldened our resolve to make more films in the future, inshallah.
I think diversity seems such a central component to the project. The cast was almost 50-50 men and women. Was this intentional?
I think it was. It wasn't directly intentional, but I think it more reflects the working sort of values and ethics of our organization and the work that we do is that we seek to be, to have a diverse team, you know, from the onset. You know, we'll make sure we've got men and women in front of camera and behind the camera. And whenever there's too many blokes in the room, we're always, you know, saying, no, we need a different perspective here. And so we had Muslims, non-Muslims, older, younger, people who are more veteran, like Nina Wadia, you know, from EastEnders, and goodness gracious me, to actors who are completely new to the scene. And what was also great, being a Yorkshire-based Muslim-run production company, we could also give a leg up to younger people who are looking to break into the industry, who wouldn't normally get a chance. So, you know, we had a lot of interns and, you know, extra runners and assistants, you know, young people, you know, as well as you know, cinematographers and some of the scripters were people who were the first time they were working on something. And we're really glad as a channel that we can be a platform for people to go on to, you know, bigger and better things, hopefully.
Great. And what has the reception been like so far for the tour?
Yeah, so we did a whole tour, charity-led tour, a pre-cinema tour of the film, and it's been really great. You know, we took it into up and down the country, and the reception has been really great. It's been lovely to just sit inside the audience and hear people laugh, you know, with all the jokes. And I think there's something special about seeing yourself reflected on the big screen, you know, and especially for Muslims, especially for young Muslims who never see they never see themselves on screen. You know, it can be really cathartic, it can be really healing, and sort of you know, sort of gives you a sense of belonging that, you know, I'm okay and I belong here and I'm welcome here, and my struggle is a real struggle, and it's okay to have those stumblings and fumblings. And I think with so much pressure, you know, 50% of Muslims are under the age of 30. You know, we've got a massive youth bulge, and I think it's so important for the psychology of the health, you know, mental health of not just Muslims but everyone to know that, you know, Muslims are here and they're proud of their British identities and they're contributing. You know, our lead female is a medical doctor. She's got it going on. You know, and we really hope to inspire people, and we have. The tour's inspired people, and we hope the film, now that it's in cinemas right now, you know, we hope everyone goes out, watches the film, and you know, becomes a bit of a movement.
And you mentioned the tour there. The premiere was hosted by the Penny Appeal Organisation, which is a charitable organisation that provides poverty relief in Asia and Africa. So it's giving something back, something that is central to British Muslim TV.
Yeah, and British Muslim TV is a not-for-profit media production company. So we've partnered up with Penny Appeal, who took the film on tour, raised, I think, well over £500,000. I think the final figure is still to come. Mm. But the great thing is that a significant, I think it's 10%, it might even be 20%, I need to double check, a significant percentage of box office sales at the cinemas will result in contributions towards Penny Appeal's Orphan Kind project. So basically, watching the film in the cinemas, you're saving lives, which is a great way to, you know, support positive narratives on the big screen, but also support an amazing cause as well.
What else can we expect from British Muslim TV in the future?
Yeah, so at the moment our focus is on getting this film out, getting the entire world to go and watch it in the cinemas. And, you know, it's really important we try and get people out in their droves and their families to go and watch the film, because the more people that watch the film, the better it will do, the more we can sell it to Netflix, hopefully, which means we can make more movies. And unfortunately, if the film isn't a commercial success, it doesn't, you know, it just means we can't make any more in the future. And so we've tried to get a bit of a groundswell of community support for the film. And so far, the reception's been really positive. And it's a laugh a minute, you know, family-friendly comedy. We had such a tiny budget, and we're just amazed that it got to where it's got. You know, 45 cinemas have watched the film, and they've said they want to play it in their cinemas. You know, all the big chains, Showcase and View and Odeon and so on. So it's really sort of affirming to know that there's a market out there, there's a need out there, and, you know, we've had a great response, and we're just going to focus on getting the film out, and then hopefully look at international territories as well. But yeah, we've already had two or three people send us scripts for their films. Hey, can British Muslim TV help make my film? So who knows what's next.
Bilal, thank you very much for coming into Sunrise Radio.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Cheers.
You're hidden behind those eyes. You're hiding something.
And whilst all these emotions were going around in my head, something occurred to me. I have no one who I can share any of this with. I am putting myself out there, and maybe I'll find you.
Across West Yorkshire and Manchester, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet, and TV.